D.K. Christie, what have you laid presented here on the mat? You have been a busy gal since we've last talked. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I brought you some small gifts that I'll be sharing with visitors to Rivertown Mall on Black Friday in Granville, where I'll be doing a book signing at Barnes & Noble's for two books, both Ghost Orchid and Bamboo Ring.
Yes. Tell us first about you, D.K. Christie.
Born and raised in Muskegon, Michigan, educated in Michigan, attended Grand Valley State University, excuse me, when there were about 1,200 students. I hate to age myself that much. I was recently on the Muskegon Community College campus at their Barnes & Noble doing a signing. What a beautiful campus that has become. And I was at Barnes & Noble's in Muskegon doing a signing there also. So I'm on a tour because my experience and background compelled me to be an author.
What is your background?
My background is education and public administration to begin with, but I was also studied in English and had hoped one day to be the Barbara Walters of television and went off in different directions because I traveled a lot. I worked in education and public administration in a lot of different states and countries. And therefore, I never did really become an on-the-air journalist. However, I'm currently a reporter for Spotlight Magazine, yes, which has grown by leaps and bounds since I started with it. It began about 5 years ago with one edition in Bonita Springs, Florida. It is now three editions, Naples, Bonita Springs, and Estero. I write feature articles and a dog column.
Oh. So well, we should pay attention to
dogs,
that.
I talk about dogs. And in my spare time, I am compelled to write novels because my experiences in Western Michigan and my experiences traveling have all come together to create exciting characters that talk about their experiences. I'll start with Ghost Orchid. Ghost Orchid was based on the blooming of a rare and endangered flower in the Everglades. It's only found there. Mm-hmm. It's also found in Cuba, and there are about 2,000 in the world. It's very unique in its propagation. Yes. So the endangerment makes it possible that we may one day lose this very delicate and beautiful flower of legend. If you know, do you know anything about orchids? Are they in your experience?
No.
There's a wonderful story about orchids. There are more species of orchids than any other plant species. And one of the reasons, by legend, is that a king's son had a relationship with a woman of which the king did not approve, and he had his son murdered, and then he realized what a horrible thing he had done, and he roamed throughout the land crying tears for his son, and everywhere a tear fell, it was a different orchid plant. It's just a legend, and it's just a fun thing to think about, but orchids are full of legends, and specifically the ghost orchid was believed because of its rareness, its pureness, and its delicateness, that if it were laid on a grave, it would help the ascension of the soul to the spiritual world. So legends are rife in terms of orchids. And the orchid societies, orchid groups, people around the world go on quests to find specific wild orchids. And the ghost orchid of Corkscrew Swamp, the story is written about photographers who go on such a quest for the perfect subject in the perfect light. So you follow the photographers through the Everglades, where another NPR reviewer said that the beauty of the Everglades shines through on every page in Ghost Orchid. Bamboo Ring, on the other hand,
which was the novel prior to this, I understand.
Prior and subsequent. Both novels have been reissued recently. In fact, Ghost Orchid was reissued by a new publisher on October 31st, very appropriate for his spiritual content. And what happens is in Ghost Orchid and in Bamboo Ring, there are two characters that are repeated, Mel and Jack. Mel opens the Ghost Orchid story and pretty much disappears. But her backstory is thoroughly told in Bamboo Ring. And you'll notice I brought you a gift.
Yes, yes. What
Yes. I brought two bamboo rings. Oh. Those will be provided to those who come to buy books at the Rivertown Mall on Black Friday.
Do you have a time for that?
And that's from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock.
Thank you.
After you've had your morning rush, you can come relax with a good book. And also a love stone. Now, the love stone represents the fact that I believe that life is full of love wherever you look. Love is the answer to everything. So you put a love stone in your pocket, and when something ornery happens, you touch that stone. It reminds you to give love back. So you put that stone in your pocket. And the bamboo rings represent the connection between Mel and Jack. Jack is a shadowy male character who's engaged in a relationship with Mel that carries an emphasis through both novels, but is not always the story itself. The story in Ghost Orchid is actually a mystery that unfolds where a child who becomes an adult in search of her roots finds the answer to her quest through the magic of this ghost orchid, along with other members of the family. So following the ghost orchid is a quest for roots. All of us have our roots. In fact, when I come back to the Western Michigan area, I go in search of mine. Last night, I had a wonderful time with family at Grand Traverse Pie Company in Muskegon, Michigan.
Great
venue.
And
I have to do a shout-out to them, because when I am here, much of my writing is done in their cozy little section with couches and a fireplace. I'm so fortunate, and I would be bereft if they someday weren't there when I came home and needed to do my writing.
Well, I was talking about writing with D.K. Christie, author, journalist, Muskegon native, and now doing your great book signing and talking, Ghost Orchid, your latest, along with Bamboo
Ring.
What? So basically, again, Rivertown Crossings, you'll be on Black Friday.
Yes.
From 1 to?
From 1 until 4.
To 4.
Yes.
Where else do we find you?
Well, right now I'm residing in Southwest Florida, and I will be setting up, this was a 3 Barnes & Noble tour. I'll be setting up significant Barnes & Noble tours throughout the Southwest region, southeastern states, and in Florida. Also, you can find me online at www.dkchristie.com. And if you just Google D-K-C-H-R-I-S-T-I, you will find thousands of references. I'm a presenter for local organizations and tell the legends of the ghost orchids, sex, magic, and mystery. It is a very sensual flower. Do we have time to talk about it?
I have about 2 minutes.
Okay. In that 2 minutes, I'd better say that the ghost orchid is only propagated through the sphinx moth at night in a romantic mist under the moonlight when the ghost orchid gives off its most romantic aroma. And therefore, books that talk about the ghost orchid are, by their very nature, romantic stories, even though romance, it may not be the main topic. And Bamboo Ring takes the reader on an international tour to the countries that are jumping from the headlines today. Those include Korea, Iraq, Iran, Egypt, the sights and sounds of the bazaars, and the terror of being stranded in airports in a culture unknown and unfamiliar. Interesting, however, is the character development. And one of the things about a story by D.K. Christie is it takes people from the tragedies of their life through their strength and their grit to a better future that they share with their friends and their family.
Do you hear from your readers? Do you know who's reading your books?
Yes, I do hear from readers. And in fact, that's what really inspired the writing of Bamboo Ring, is because readers were not in love with Mel, one of the main characters of Ghost Orchid. So I had to write a backstory for her to explain why she was a woman of the 70s, a very challenging time for women when they were facing going to work and the challenges of facing going to work instead of being a homemaker, when they were getting out into the workplace and having relationships that were different than what were expected of women in that day. and all of those things in a foreign country were challenges that Mel had to meet when she started her life in the 70s as an expatriate wife in South Korea. So the readers came to me and said, we want more about Mel. And in fact, there will be a third novel, and that will be Caribbean Odyssey, which is a novel regarding sailing, another trip that Mel went on.
Wow. So much more to talk about, but we do that by getting in touch with you. How does a listener do that, DK Christie?
They contact me at dkchristie@yahoo.com. They also go to the website, and they also invite me for a presentation. Have books, will travel.
See you Black Friday at Rivertown Mall, The Crossings, after 1 o'clock. Thank you very much, DK, for making the trip. Take care.
And thank you.